what are some examples of things that you found really work?
It's very important to build your audience. It's important to build a following and to figure out who your tribe is. That's what author Seth Godin calls it, your tribe. And once you find people that are really passionate about what you're passionate about, you can now leverage that into a career by connecting with those pockets of people all over the world, but connected through technology.
Is there anything specifically you could speak to as far as bringing iPads into the classroom or kids having their individual devices that they're working with? Those fancy whiteboard technology,
yes,
that people are using.
The smart boards, or they call them Promethean boards now. Absolutely. It's important to use technology in the classroom because our world has changed and we want to help our students engage in this world of technology. And so, yes, teachers use iPads, laptops, cell phones even. It's important to use today's technology with today's students to prepare them for tomorrow's world.
So far, I'm under the impression that you've only implemented these techniques primarily at your private charter school. Do you think that it's realistic for these strategies to be implemented on a larger scale in our public school system, and how would that be done?
You know, there's a move towards open source, and so the Google Android operating system on cell phones is actually available for free. And many cell phone providers have these phones available included in your contract. And these cell phones are more powerful than the laptop you would have had 7 to 10 years ago. So the tools are readily available. But we do work with technophobic teachers. Teachers are afraid to use technology because they fear like they're going to lose control in their classroom, when the answer is not away from but through. We need to be using technology to better engage our students to prepare them for this changing world.
Yeah, one of the videos that I saw that was kind of interesting on your website was with a teacher who actually used the help of her students to learn how to use her new tablet that maybe she wasn't familiar with before, and the kids learned it and then taught her.
You know, it really is the first time in our history that we've ever had students that know more about the learning tools than the teachers. That just has never existed before. And instead of running away from that, I think we need to, it's going to continue. We need to move towards that, make sure our teachers are trained in technology, but also look at the classroom structure in a different way. Instead of just one teacher and 25 to 30 students, we need to look at that one-to-one. We need to use online resources and what they call intelligent tutoring systems to be able to individually deliver content and assessment to students.
I was having some thoughts before we sat down about your approach kind of democratizing the classroom, and you did touch on that as far as that teacher-student exchange, but I wonder if there's some leveling of the playing field that's possible between schools, you know, that have more upper income kids and schools, public schools that maybe serve more lower income populations.
The playing field is completely leveled. I have a student in 10th grade. Over the weekend, he produced his own song at a home recording studio. The whole studio probably cost him a few $100s. It's basically a laptop and a nice microphone. And he emailed me that song. Think about that. He created a song over the weekend. He sent it to me on email. And from my phone in the car, actually, while I was at a red light, I forwarded on to a friend who's a producer of a record label in Atlanta. Think about the opportunities that our students now have because of technology to get connected to large companies, to amazing opportunities that it would have taken years for that interaction to happen. And now it can happen in just a few seconds.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.